PR 2025-020104, minor plat application number 2025-00046. This is a minor preliminary and final plat request. John Stapleton and Renee Regal, agents for George B. Haney, request the aforementioned actions for all or a portion of Lot Track 4, Block 8, Barenberg Heights, Mendelsburg's, zoned MXL, located at 513 Ortiz Drive Southeast, which is between Zuni Road and Bell Avenue Southeast. The subject site contains approximately 1.07 acres in area. Are Mr. Stapleton and or Ms. Regal with us this morning?
I'm here. This is John Stapleton.
Mr. Stapleton, good morning, sir. Let me swear you in. You swear affirm the testimony you provide in this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you so much. Would you give us your name and address, mailing address for the record, please?
John Stapleton, 4173 Crown Eagle Loop Northeast, Rio Rancho, New Mexico, 87144.
Thank you so much. Tell us about your request, please.
Sure. So we are proposing a combined preliminary final plat that you see here on the screen. It's consolidating 9 lots. And the intent is to follow this plat. Well, actually, concurrently, we're working on a multifamily project to go on this site. There previously was two different zonings on this site, and we recently received a zone change approval from the EPC. And so, having said that, I stand for any questions.
All right. Thank you, sir. Let's move over to any members of the public that wish to provide testimony on item number 3. We are now on PR 2025-020104. If you're a member of the public and you wish to provide testimony, if you'd please let us know. Not seeing anybody. Last call for any member of the public wishing to provide testimony on item number 3. All right, Mr. Stapleton, hold tight. Let's hear from our DFT members, and then I'll come back to you with questions or comments. Mr. Gutierrez, let's begin with Water Authority, please. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, Water Authority has no objections to the proposed. Thank you.
All righty. Ms. Rudbeck, Parks and Recs comments, please. Sir, do you swear affirm the testimony provided in this matter will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
This is Jay Rudbeck. Parks has no objection to the requested action.
Appreciate that. Mr. Chen, we'll do hydrology next. Do you swear affirm the testimony you provide in this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Go ahead, please.
Lee Kuan Chen, hydrology. Hydrology has no objection. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Armijo, let's do transportation. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. San Mateo is a principal arterial and requires 6-foot sidewalk with a 5 to 6 foot landscape buffer. Ortiz is a local street and requires 5-foot sidewalk with a 4 to 6 foot landscape buffer. Your cross section shows only 5-foot sidewalk on San Mateo and 3-foot on Ortiz. Widening is required. All work in the right-of-way should be placed on an infrastructure list and shall require a public work order. For future development, an approved TCL will be required prior to site plan or building permit. Please submit a traffic scoping form to determine if a traffic study will be required.
Thank you, Mr. Armijo. Mr. Stapleton, any questions about Mr. Armijo's comments, specifically on the sidewalk widening?
Yes. Mr. Armijo, we submitted a request for a determination. Did you receive that on this?
Oh, I did not see that. But let me run in here real fast and take a quick look at it.
Mr. Armijo, if I went for parks and planning comments, would that give you enough time to review Mr. Stapleton's submission?
I believe so.
Okay, let's do that. Mr. Stapleton will come back on this particular matter, but let's move over to code enforcement comments. Mr. Boylan, will you be providing those?
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
Okay. Thank you so much. Do you swear affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you so much. Go ahead.
Code enforcement has no comments, no objections on this.
Okay. Appreciate that. Let's see. Is it Mr. Ibarra that's going to be providing comments, planning comments?
Correct. Good morning, Mr. Mayor Officer. Yes, I am.
Thank you so much, sir. Good morning. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Go ahead.
Okay, on this one, I just wanted to note that the subject property previously went through a sketchpad this month, which featured a proposed 50-unit multifamily residential development. The applicant's team has been informed by staff that the proposed multifamily development, as depicted in the noted sketch plan, will require a site plan administrative zoning. Also, if infrastructure is required, as per transportation team, they did state that they could probably need an infrastructure list. Then an infrastructure and permits agreement with financial guarantee will be necessary. And as part of the just normal conditions of approval, I have that the project and application number must be added to the plat. A zoning certificate must be issued for this case after the appeal period ends on October 3rd, 2025, prior to the final sign-off of the plat. Proof of the zone map amendment, a ZMA notice of decision, must be submitted prior to the final sign-off of the plat as well. A copy of the AGES approved DXF file must be submitted prior to the final sign-off of the plat. And finally, the date of the DHO approval shall be recorded on the plat, and I'll put those conditions in the chat. And that's the end of my comments.
Much appreciated. Thank you, Mr. Ibarra. Mr. Stapleton, any questions about Mr. Ibarra's comments?
No, sir.
Okay. Let's jump back to Mr. Armijo. No pressure, but...
No, it's no pressure at all.
Okay.
I went through the files and I cannot find a determination request in here.
Yeah, Ernest, I just checked with Renee and my apologies, we did not submit one. Could we make the approval of a sidewalk determination request a condition?
Unfortunately, it can't be a condition because if it's denied, then you may have to provide right-of-way and widening and infrastructure list.
Sure.
So those all hinge. So we really can't approve this without that in place.
Got that. Understood.
I see that Mr. Rodenbeck's hand is raised. Let's, gentlemen, can we jump to him and hear what he has to say? And he may be able to provide some clarity and some options on this matter.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. This is Jay Rodenbeck. John, we've kind of been down this path before. If you can speak type, we could move this item to the end of the meeting, and give you some time to type up a determination letter, or you could request a deferral to the next DHO meeting. It's up to you.
Yeah, I could definitely get one done quickly. So I would appreciate the chance to be to move to the last item. Thank you, Jay.
Okay. Thank you so much, Mr. Rodenbeck, Mr. Stapleton. Let's do that. We are going to table item number three, PR 2025-020104. Bump that to the end of the agenda. We'll come back to this matter following the conclusion of item number eight. Mr. Stapleton, thank you for that. If you can get that put together and get it to our to Mr. Rodenbeck and to Mr. Armijo. And then we will come back and complete the public hearing as it relates to that matter and get you a decision.
Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer.
So that means we will move on next to item number four, PR 2018-001499. This is a major plat application number 2025-00013. Request for extension of preliminary plat. Nakasha Shuttlebauer, agent for Aces and Eights Development LLC, requests the aforementioned action for all or a portion of lot tract A, McMahon Commons. Subject property is zoned MXL R1B, located between Universe Boulevard and Kayenta Street on McMahon, containing approximately 5.91098 acres in area. Is there a member of the applicant team? There she is. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning, Mr. Hearing Officer.
Let me swear you in,
okay.
And then if you'll give us your name and mailing address for the record.
Nakasha Shuttlebauer, P.O. Box 9043, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87112.
Thank you so much. And do you swear or affirm the testimony provided on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Go ahead, please.
Well, good morning. Thank you very much, Mr. Hearing Officer, members of the staff. We're here hopefully for what is a simple request to just do an extension on preliminary plat approval. We just need to get some more time because of the McMahon roadway expansion and trying to iron out the infrastructure list and just making sure that we're incorporating all the necessary items.
All right, thank you, ma'am. I've reviewed, read your application materials, saw that there was prior approval that was granted in October of last year. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. And the current request is simply to extend that time period.
Correct.
All right, very good. Let me ask if there are any members of the public that are interested in speaking on item number four, which is PR 2018-001499. I'm not seeing anyone. If you're a member of the public and wish to testify, if you'd let us know on item number four, which we are discussing now. Last call for any members of the public for item number four. All right, not seeing anybody. Ma'am, if you'll hang tight, we'll hear from our DFT members and then I'll come back to you for questions or closing comments. Mr. Gutierrez, let's start with Water Authority. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
The Water Authority has no objection to the plat. I just before signature, I'll just need a revised infrastructure list, and I think they've worked on that. But that'll be the only thing. Just before signature, infrastructure list needs to be corrected. Thank you.
All right, thank you, sir. Mr. Rodenbeck, I see that your hand is raised. Let me swear you in. You swear or affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth.
Yes, I do.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. So, Nicosia, if you do need to revise your infrastructure list from that was approved with the preliminary plat, you need to go through the formal DFT process of amending it administratively. And that can be done, that just needs to be done before final plat.
Okay, Mr. Rodenbeck, if I may ask, the only changes to the infrastructure list included the comments that came out of our last meeting of the approval at DHO. So does that require us to go through DFT if we're just adding
Oh,
conditions
this is
that
Jay
were?
Rodenbeck. Sorry. If it was a result, if they're noted in the notice of decision or in the approval for the preliminary plat, then no, you do not need to go to DHO.
Okay, so we have resubmitted the corrected version and sent to the Water Utility Authority, and the only
Okay.
changes are the comments that came out of our last DHO hearing.
All right, thanks, Nicosia. No, if any revisions being made to the infrastructure list were required per finding or condition of approval at the preliminary plat, then no, you don't need to go to DFT.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for the clarification, Mr. Rundbeck. Let's see, where are we? Mr. Rundbeck, let's stay with you. Any Parks and Rec comments on this particular matter?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. So, Nicosia, they had no objections to the requested action, but they noted that they, Parks, noted for future development, street trees will be required along McMahon Boulevard per the IDO and the street tree ordinance.
Thank you, Mr. Rodenbeck.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Chin, let's go on to hydrology. Do you swear or affirm the testimony provided in this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Go ahead, sir.
Tiquan Chen, hydrology. Hydrology has an approved conceptual gradient drainage plan dated with engineer stamp date of August 23rd, 2024. Hydrology has no objection. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Armijo, let's do transportation next, please. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Go ahead, sir.
Transportation has no objection.
All righty, thank you. Mr. Webb, are we back to you for planning comments?
This is Jay Rodenbeck.
Or did he
I
leave?
believe Mr. Webb has left now.
Okay.
He had a doctor's appointment at 10, so it's pretty safe to say he's probably not here. So I'll go ahead and relay on Mr. Webb's comments,
All right, thank you, sir.
and I'll just note I've been sworn in. So I'll just note the applicant provided an adequate justification and explanation for the need for the extension, which is a 1 year extension. And they noted that they're requesting it the extended time frame to adequately address the required infrastructure for the McMahon roadway expansion and the infrastructure required per the development agreement with the Water Authority, which we just discussed. That in staff's anal in plan staff's analysis, that's adequate justification. Therefore, plan staff have no objections to this request.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Rodenbeck. Appreciate that. Ms. Schettelbauer, any questions of our DFT staff members about any of their comments?
Mr. Hearing Officer, no, I believe we are all on the same page.
Excellent. Very good. Thank you so much. All right. We'll close the floor on item number four. I'm going to approve the request. This is PR 2018-001499, major plat application number 2025-00013, because the proposal meets the applicable requirements of the IDO, the DPM, and other applicable city regulations. And there are, Mr. Rodenbeck, help me, please, sir. There are no
No
comments
conditions,
that would
sir.
be associated with, or no conditions that would be associated with that approval because it
That's
does
correct,
meet
sir.
the applicable IDO standards. Okay. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. Just want to make sure. Thank you, ma'am, for your participation. Good luck. We'll get you something in writing here in the next couple of days. Thank
Thank
you.
you so much, Mr. Hearing Officer.